Mobile City Councilman John Williams joining us now. Thanks for your time.
Hello, Sean. Good morning. It's a great day in Mobile, Alabama.
I know you say that. Is it? What's your feeling now? Okay, from your perspective as a member of the City Council, do you feel that the decision should have been made through the council, or do you think it was a decision for the executive branch?
I think it's absolutely a decision for the City Council. It's one of those times when we had plenty of time to make that decision. We could have come in today and done it. I think the mayor knows that that he would not have got approval. At least I believe so, or he would have consulted us. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I'm still on with you.
Yeah, okay. You're still there. I'm listening.
Kind of quiet on me.
Yeah, no, because I'm listening to you.
I think you saw the text I sent you. This is about history. One of your callers put it so well before. We can't forget history. If we do, we will repeat it. So I would say that those that are against certain statues need to know that those are a strong reminder to everyone, and it gives us a focal point. It's much like Joe Langham and the LaFleur statues at Unity Park. That's a symbol of unity, a symbol that we can be better. We also need reminders of times when, the paddle hanging on the wall. And I'm not saying that I'm one way or the other on a statue, whether it's good or bad, or if Sims was good or bad. I'm simply saying that by tearing down statues against state law, clearly against state law, is not fixing something.
Do you think in a pragmatic way, and the message from the mayor this morning, and if I go back through and read it here, but basically it says moving this statue will not change the past. It's about removing the potential distraction, so we may focus clearly on the future of our city. That conversation, that mission to create One Mobile continues today, worried about there being some kind of issue coming up on Sunday. Is there any fair argument to be made and say, well, this is a public safety issue, we're trying to avoid, what could happen?
Let's say that America was never founded on giving ground to radical factions. America was not founded on principles that said, when the going gets tough, get going. It's time to get tough.
And get tough to you means to not remove it, or at least have the council vote on it, or what exactly it defines getting tough?
I think that both are correct statements, that the council should have been at a minimum consulted. Plenty of time between this thought that he might take him down and the removal. And the other is that I simply don't believe it should have gone down.
Now, do you think that with it being stored somewhere, and obviously the pedestal is still there, the placards and the statue somewhere else, would there be any move from the council for a vote to replace it?
I think that the council would not have sufficient votes to demand its replacement. Or
putting it back. Placing the statue back there.
And taking things down, destroying things, removing items are taxes. They're not often reversed.
That's true. What about that too? Somebody was asking earlier. Maybe you have a better. I'm sure you have a better sense than I. If the fine comes, the lawsuit probably. You'll probably get word from the AG's office, I'm sure, in the next couple of days, and goes through. If the $25,000 fine is to be paid, does that come out of where does that come out of?
Well, I really think it ought to come out of the mayor's, and maybe he can get these guys that he's trying to avoid distraction with to chip in with him, and they can both pay well their personal finance.
With whom else should pay along with the mayor?
The people that he is attempting to avoid the distractions, so that we can go back to focus on what's important, whatever that quote was. Whoever he's trying to help out by doing this, whoever he is trying to avoid, then maybe they should pay some. They got their way, he got his. Maybe they can both pull it out. But I don't think the taxpayers of Mobile, Alabama ought to pay for it. But we should not pay for unlawful acts. And in my opinion, it's clearly an unlawful act.
But play devil's advocate for a second, John, if you believed... Well, if you believe, though,
state legislature.
Right, but in the job of to play devil's advocate, the job of the mayor is to the city, not to the state. And if something he thought was going to be an injury for the city, his responsibility would be to the citizens of Mobile, not in deference to Montgomery.
And I'm a retired Army guy, 20 years. So I don't think we ever won any wars by retreat.
So you think this is a war going
tough
on?
We can have those talks while we're tough. And if at some point in the future, not under duress, we remove all the statues in the state of Alabama and maybe in our country, that's for a majority of Americans and majority of Mobilians to decide. And that's the way that our country and our city should be run, by majority.
There you go.
Supermajority.
You got that in, yes. Councilman Williams, once more, though, you said that you were not contacted by the mayor's office there, or any other council members you know were contacted before this removal.
I do not know of any contact. I do know that there was some sort of conference call that went on earlier, either late last week or earlier this week, that I was not available for, but it seems to me that I would have heard if that was the decision made by the mayor and with consult to the council. I am not aware of any such calls.
All right. We appreciate it, and we'll have to get you back on soon to talk about this. Maybe, you know, if there will be discussion of this, I'm sure, on Tuesday at council. I don't know what y'all will do, but I'm sure it'll come up.
No, I don't know that does any good, but I certainly there will be discussions among council members in between me and the mayor at some point.
There we go. John Williams.